Full Metal Jacket on the show with us tonight, the one and only Kerry King of Slayer. How are you?
Oh, man, just got done with sound check.
Slayer, of course, out on the road right now with Lamb of God and Behemoth. And, I mean, let's talk about the other bands on the bill. Any band will tell you opening for Slayer, especially a Slayer audience, is never easy. Kerry, what's your best advice for bands opening for Slayer?
Don't give them a chance to yell at you, especially if you're a new band. If you're a new band, you know, don't take any breaks. Just go. But, I mean, Lamb of God's established. Behemoth's established. They're fine.
But I know there's been some craziness over the years sometimes with bands opening up for you. It's not a, you know, it's not always easy.
No, no. And there's certainly been bands that shouldn't have opened for us that did open for us, you know, just booking agents, having these harebrained ideas that sometimes work and sometimes do not work. So that's when you run into issues.
Slayer fans are very vocal and they'll tell you what you like, what they like and what they don't like.
Absolutely, for sure. And I mean, I think they should, you know. If I was in the crowd, I'd do the same thing.
Kerry King from Slayer with us on the show tonight. Here's a tune from the last Slayer album. This is the title track, Repentless. Full Metal Jacket Radio. It's Full Metal Jacket. Kerry King from Slayer on the show with us tonight. Kerry, Rolling Stone recently asked you to rank your top 10 metal albums. And it was a great list, by the way. What's the common thread between your picks in terms of what appeals to you?
Well, I got to tell you, if you ask me today, that list would probably be different. You know, when you get put on the spot to pick out 10 records that you've heard in your lifetime, I mean, that's a pretty impossible task. And I mean, I think it would always be Stained Glass by Priest, but any given day, I might pick a different AC/DC record, you know? I might pick a different Maiden album. But, you know, I mean, it's legit music, you can tell by the list I made up. And there's bands that aren't on there that any day could be on there, but, you know, it's tough when you only got to pick 10. I think the common thread is, aside from AC/DC, which to me is a rock and roll band, not a metal band, I mean, those are some of the greatest metal records of all time.
Kerry King with us, Full Metal Jacket. Coming up this hour, Jamie Josta checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Got music from Stray from the Path. New stuff coming up. More with Kerry King. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jacket, Kerry King of Slayer on the show with us tonight. And Gary Holt's been playing with you for the last 7 years. In what ways does he complement your playing and push you musically?
Well, he's a phenomenal guitar player. And we're lucky that he was willing to take on this job. You know, we do sound checks every day for, you know, VIPs and stuff, and he's out there a long time before I am, because I call it Holtapalooza, and he goes out there and just rocks out for like a half hour on songs I don't know or don't care to play, but, you know, I think the fans like it, I don't know, but songs I'm not interested in playing, and then I come out and drive home the Slayer sound check for the guys. But, you know, he can play anything. You can tell him to play, you can probably tell him, pick a song off the top of your head right now. I bet you Gary Holt knows it.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Megadeth. We'll have Kerry pick music. It is all coming up on Full Metal Jacket Radio. It's Full Metal Jacket. Kerry King from Slayer with us on the show tonight. And Kerry, you've said that there's a good half dozen songs nearly complete that could be the basis of an album. How does being that prepared affect conversations about what Slayer will do next?
I just go off and write songs, you know, and we do have 6-8 songs for sure. Couple of them are lyrically done. Couple of them got leads. They're all recorded at the Repentless session. So unless the lyrics change the arrangement, you know, they don't need to be recorded again. So all I really got to do is write four or five more songs. You get a whole bunch of lyrics together and, you know, half the work's done for the next record. So in my book, that's exciting. To where Repentless was an incredibly daunting effort, this one should be a lot more laid back.
And do you guys have any plans or timeline or in your mind when you'd like to see another album happen?
It depends on touring, getting time to rehearse, getting time to make up new stuff. We haven't even done Australia on this run yet at all. We're hitting Japan finally later this year, but you know, if things go well, I'd like to record next year. But you know, timelines change all the time.
Right. And what's good that you guys don't have, you know, you're not told, oh, you need to have an album out by this specific time. So you do it in your own
then
time.
I would just say go f*** yourself.
I bet. Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. Gonna have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Black Sabbath, Pantera, and more with our guest, Kerry King from Slayer. It's Full Metal Jackie, Kerry King of Slayer with us on the show tonight. Slayer, of course, out on tour with Lamb of God and Behemoth. And Slayer is such an institution. It's hard to imagine the metal community and culture without it. What would your life be like without Slayer?
Well, I'd probably have some job that I hate, thinking about killing myself every day because I hate my life. Fortunately, I don't have to do that. You know, my life's rad. I got the best job in the world, and luckily, I never had to think about what I would do without this. Hopefully, I never have to because, you know, I like doing this. I like what we're playing. We got a great relationship with a fan base, and it's fun. I love doing this.
And you still enjoy touring. I know you guys sometimes, you know, it's like this endless touring for you guys. Do you still enjoy it?
Once we get in the States and we got a bus and we pretty much drive everywhere, I like it a hell of a lot better than having to fly. It sounds like, oh, flying's not good enough for you. First class, oh, you want better than that. It's like, no, I don't want to sit around in airports. You know, you got to check in your bags. You got to wait for the plane. You got to fly. Hopefully you're on time. Then you got to wait for your bags again. I'd just rather drive overnight and sleep to the next city. So it's a lot easier for us in the States than it is. I mean, in South America, we fly everywhere, and that's just how it is. You don't take buses anywhere in South America because where you play is so far away. You know, and European summer festival / headline runs, you know, sometimes they book you in such a manner that they don't even think about how you're going to get to the next show. We've had to charter planes just to make the next show.
Right.
And, you know, again, I don't mean to belittle charter planes. Charter planes are badass and it was an awesome experience, but when am I supposed to sleep?
Yeah, no, of course. It's definitely, I think people don't really have a sense unless you see what a travel schedule looks like for, you know, traveling to festivals and shows overseas. It's exhausting.
Dude, I've been to Europe a million times and I'll look at the routing and say, all right, who threw darts at this one?
It's Full Metal Jackie, Kerry King from Slayer with us. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Municipal Waste and more with Kerry. Full Metal Jackie, Kerry King of Slayer with us tonight. Kerry, when people look at metal and its artistic significance, what's Slayer's biggest contribution to the genre?
I don't know. I like to think we're very street, we're very real. I mean, sure, we've got songs about nonsensical things that don't exist, but it makes up for good music and good reading sometimes. I like to think of 95% of our songs as mini screenplays, and that actually got to take place on Repentless when BJ directed our trilogy of videos. Once those came out, even when the first one came out, I was so thrilled. I said, this is the video we should have made 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, those videos were amazing, and I'm glad that you guys were happy with how they came out. And I don't know, I feel like the days of the good videos or videos that like have some sort of connection. It's been a while since bands, you know, put that kind of money, time, and effort into it, and I think that was really cool. And you guys had the comic book as well.
Yeah, when that first video got done, I didn't know there was an idea for two others. And I especially didn't know that one was going to be a prequel and one was going to be the sequel. So it's really funny how directors envision things, and when it's all done and you watch them all together, I think it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. You know, and I never say how awesome Slayer is, and I'm trying not to say how awesome Slayer is now, but that director kicked ass in his vision for those three videos.
I would have to agree. Full Metal Jackie, Kerry King with us. Slayer, see Slayer out on the road with Lamb of God and Behemoth. Kerry, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll see you real soon.
Thanks for having me. Stoked.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way. Stick around.